episode number 304, Transformers Edition Camaro and White ZL1.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And I am whooped.
Why are you whooped?
I'm whooped.
Why?
I've been baking in the sun all weekend.
Yeah, me and you both, buddy.
I think when I checked the temperature yesterday,
yeah,
it was 101.
No.
Yes.
That could have been a record.
No, I don't think so.
For early July?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
We were at Camaro Superfest.
All weekend.
All weekend long. Having a good time with our Camaro buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And what a show it was. We promote the show a lot just because it's a darn good show.
Hell yeah, it's the largest all Camaro show in the country.
That's right, and it just had its 20th year.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yes.
Because the top news of this week's episode, Chris, as you said, is what?
The 2012 Chevrolet Camaro Coupe Transformer Special Edition was released this week, the information about it.
Yeah, the official brochure.
Yep. I got this in my hand right here.
The brochure?
Yeah. Or the hero card or whatever it's called.
Yeah, right on. It comes, you know, not everybody knows what a hero card is.
Yeah, it's going to be starting the beginning of the summer 2011. Chevrolet will be offering a Transformer Special Edition option package for 2LT and 2SS coupe models. Here's what you're going to get with it. And this is, I think, pretty much the same. Start off with first, no, there is no special color for Bumblebee.
No?
No.
It's
going to be the yellow with the black stripes here.
Jeez, nothing like making a cool color kind of plain sounding.
The exterior gets the RS appearance package, rally yellow exterior, Transformers black rally stripes, the black side grille decal stripes, high wing spoiler, Autobot shields, 20-inch high gloss painted black wheels with Autobot center caps. But you have the option of upgrading those wheels to the 21-inch accessory wheels.
Nice.
That's going to cost you $5,280.
And you get a whole other car attached to that, right?
No siree.
No, they're just wheels, huh?
Yep.
That's tough. Do we know if it comes with tires?
We do not.
Oh, boy.
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's
for
up
that
there,
amount
man.
Of money. Yeah.
That is up there.
For the interior, you're going to get yellow stitching on the seats, door armrests, center console lid, soft IP inserts, steering wheel and shift knob, Autobot icon embroidered on the center console lid, carbon flash instrument panel insert and door inserts with ice blue ambient lighting.
Ah, cool. Cool. I can see that looking good.
Transformers Edition sill plate decal and embroidered Autobot shield on the front headrests. And performance? Well, it looks about the same.
No performance upgrades, it's just appearance, huh?
Yeah, it says available with the 3.6-liter V6 engine producing 323 horsepower or the 6.2-liter V8 engine capable of 426 horsepower. Standard 6-speed manual, but it is available for 6-speed automatic with tap shift and the 4-piston Brembo brakes on the 2SS model.
So it's just an
there
appearance package.
It.
Well, it definitely looks good. I'm not a huge fan of the whole movie tie-in thing. That's just me, though, and I'm weird like that. But the car does look good.
It sure
does.
It looks
very cool.
Yeah. So, there you go, all you Bumblebee fans, 2012.
All you nerds.
Go out there and grab yourself a Bumblebee.
So, white ZL1.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, it's Superfest.
Yeah, at Camaro Superfest, we saw a white ZL1 roll in. Obviously public unveiling of the white ZL1. We've only seen one other color, and it's been the red one.
Yeah.
And a lady from GM was driving that. I can't remember her name. Mary something.
Mary,
I think it was.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't remember it at the moment.
Yep. She drove that in. We checked it out, and it was pretty cool.
Yep.
Snapped some pictures, put that up on the web, and I'll link that up in the show notes as well.
Yeah, and if you want to see it without checking the show notes, just head over to the front page of CamaroZ28.com, both the Transformers or... TF3 special edition, as it says on the hero card.
Invade Decepticon invasions.
Dun, dun, dun! and pictures of the white ZL1, which I think we got the exclusive on, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I haven't seen it anywhere else.
It's kind of interesting.
Somebody was at the event.
Yeah, right on. So check them out on the front page of CamaroZ20.com. And if you see our Twitter feeds on it, by all means, please retweet. Yes. We would appreciate that a lot.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about Camaro Superfest.
Yeah, let's get back to that. I've been dying to. Yeah. Just a cool show run by cool people for charity, the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, so it's basically a weekend of all Camaros, anywhere from 67 to 2011. And there was a 2012 there as well.
One.
Well, if you count the ZL1 cars, too. So
those aren't production.
No,
not really. But we realize, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't like hearing about events that you missed, but we like to just recap it to let people realize what they don't have to miss if they just look around, ask around, check the regional sections of the CamaroZ28.com forums, and find out where your nearest car show is, or Camaro show,
right,
specifically.
And if you want to go to Camaro Superfest, it's like the first weekend in July every year.
Every
like
year.
Right around the 4th of July.
Longest driven, I think, was 500-plus miles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What I found interesting about this show is that it was primarily a fourth-generation-dominated show with a decent amount of third-gens and some really nice third-gens. Well, there are a lot of really nice cars. A handful of second-gens and a bunch of first-gens. This time, just tons of fifth-gens.
So how many do you think were there?
Well, I know that there was approximately 310 cars.
Okay.
And out of those 310 cars, I believe the count was 50 in the 50s for 2010 Camaros and
really?
in the teens for 2011 Camaros.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
So that's a significant increase from the last couple of years. I mean,
oh yeah.
I think in 2009 when we first got our fifth gens, we were what, 2 of 6?
Yeah, there was only five a handful there
cars that were there.
Yep.
And well, now they had only been out for a couple months anyways, but still.
Well, we were kicking ass, but
yeah.
But now geez, and they're really just, it's good. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Met some new friends. Saw some old friends.
Yep.
Hung out with them. We got to give a shout out to Tom.
Tom.
Everybody, Tom. And then Lynn and Kelly Bunker. And Michael and Lorianne Schroeder. And our new friend, what was his name? Bruce. Yep.
Mr. Ed Kleehammer.
What a good character,
what
man.
What a character, yeah.
And, of course, anybody else that we might have forgotten. We didn't forget you. We just only have a 25-minute show.
Yeah.
Those are just at the top of my head. But thanks to everybody at the Camaro Superfest staff for putting on yet another great show. And I'm looking forward to the next big show, which in my book is the Northeast Ohio Camaro Show.
Oh.
I don't know of one between now and then.
Well, we have Woodward Dream Cruise in
August.
Yeah,
if that counts, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, is that it already? For the major shows that I know that I'm going to.
Yeah, yeah. It's July already, dude.
Yeah. I know.
Where's the summer going? It just started a couple weeks ago, so slow down.
Yeah, no kidding. Our holiday weekend's almost over.
Yeah.
In fact, by the time everybody listens to this, it'll probably be July 4th, so we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
So we encourage you to find a car show and participate and support the people that volunteer their time to put shows together. Otherwise, they just go away because it's not cool for anybody else.
Yeah.
Northeast Ohio show. Definitely fired up about that one.
That's in what, September or October?
I believe it's September.
Okay.
When it's still decently warm, and it's in Talmadge, Ohio, and it's at the Summit Racing headquarters, which is a spectacle of itself.
Yeah. That place is huge.
It's amazing. It took me 9 minutes to walk around the outside of the building. Remember that? There's a video of it out there on YouTube.
That's
everybody,
right.
You can just fire up YouTube, and I don't know if it's on my personal channel or the CamaroZ28.com channel, but
That was funny.
Attend a car show, volunteer to help out, and and don't be a jerk to other car owners. Yeah. And I'll get into that towards the end of the show here. We'll save that for
don't
last.
Don't be an a-hole.
Oh, man, I got a story to share with everybody about this one guy that really kind of chapped my butt.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you did, man. I was trying to be a nice guy, and he's being a total tool about it. So later on in the show.
Okay.
What other Camaro news do we have?
Okay, since we're into July now.
Mm-hmm.
That means the June production numbers were released this week. So here's the numbers.
Did we whoop Mustang's ass again?
No.
Aww.
No. Actually, Mustang outsold Camaro by 349 cars.
So that means your Hertz rental car company has a fleet of Mustangs. Actually, that might not be far from the truth.
Yeah, who knows? Here's the numbers. In June, there was 8,486 Camaros delivered.
Wow.
And 11,242 produced. Mustang was at 8,835, and that's a difference of 349 cars.
Do we remember what Mustang sales figures were last month?
If I remember correctly, let me go back on my notes. No, I don't have them. But I do have the numbers for Camaro last month.
Which were?
9,451.
Huh.
As opposed to 8,486.
It's pretty interesting. But didn't we completely stomp Mustang sales figures last?
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
so...
and still, but year to date, Camaros outsold Mustang by about 10,000 cars. Uh-huh. So
I just, and good, you know, congratulations to the Mustang team. It's good to see American cars selling, period, no matter what they are.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I just wonder what attributed to the huge spike of Mustangs. Maybe it is the rental, the fleet. The fleet sales. Maybe there's a big purchase order put in. Whatever. It's all good. It's all American. And that's okay.
And we're getting ready for changeover here, too, in a few weeks, aren't we?
I think
we're going to be
getting awfully close.
Moving into the 2012 model year. So.
That's right.
I don't know.
I believe that Camaro was selling about as much as Cadillac entirely.
Wow.
I think. I'd have to look at the numbers, but I think I overheard somebody mumble something about that.
Yeah, well, what has Cadillac got to sell now?
Do they make the Escalade still?
Yes.
And do they make the CTS?
Yes.
And do they make...
That's it.
I guess it's not saying much then. Wow, do you think... You don't suppose Cadillac's
at
risk. Well,
no.
You'd think that they'd broaden the freaking...
They're working on it, dude. They're working on it.
I don't know. Bring back the Cadillac Cimarron.
Bring back the Cavalier.
Well, that's what it was, the Cadillac Cavalier.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, congratulations to everybody, Ford and Chevrolet, for selling just a shiteload of cars last month.
Shiteload.
I can say that, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Don't everybody that was with two O's.
Yeah.
All right. So what we got next on the old docket here?
Well, we've got a couple voicemails this week.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the show. Yeah.
And here we go.
Hey, Jason, Chris, Mudbone calling in. Just wanted to follow up. Appreciate your show on post BBOMG, and I wanted to tell you all how much we enjoyed being up there and meeting you guys face to face. We all had a great time and really enjoyed ourselves. It was just a super time and not long to be forgotten. Also wanted to comment. And I'm not sure what the headline of the podcast is going to be this week, but I'm seeing here where they're reporting that the Mustang has eclipsed the Camaro for June car sales. And I don't know whether people are going to get all in a tizzy about that, but I, for one, am actually glad to see that. There had been some reports a couple of weeks ago about some shutdowns and scaling backs at one of the Mustang plants and workers getting laid off, and I don't like to see that. Generally speaking, because we've all been struggling in this economy and people have been laid off and it's just been tough times. But despite that, also, it's better for Camaro. I know Jason has said this before, and I fully agree with it. It's a lot better for Camaro when the competition is successful. If we don't have competition, then we won't be seeing the likes of the ZL1 and things like that, or should I say the ZL1, based on our last trip, but anyway. And we all want to see the Z28, and goodness knows what that's going to be, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. And we won't see those kind of cars if the competition is not there for this segment. So, congratulations to Mustang. It's a terrific car. One Mrs. Mudbone likes quite a bit. A little bit of a family conflict there, but that's a whole other story. It's great to see them be successful, and I know that just means more success for our Camaro, and it's good news. So take care, guys. Hope you enjoyed that comment, and let's hear what you have to say about it. Take care, guys. Bye.
Mudbone.
Good to hear from you again, Muddy.
Oh, and Mrs. Mudbone, since she was mentioned. It's kind of, we didn't plan that.
No.
We don't listen to a lot of these voicemails before we play them. We just play them. So obviously we're definitely right in line with,
yeah,
with them there.
Those were some pretty good comments and something, you know, that we touched on in weeks previous. Competition is always good. And then that's what drives, I think, GM to do better, mm-hmm, with the Camaro. And it's the competition. So when you don't have competition, I think you can kind of slack off, because, yeah, you're really not competing with anybody but yourself.
They're going to do what they want to do, and or yeah, nothing new. You know, yeah, why change something that's
you know, working?
Right on. But Mrs. Mudbone apparently needs to. Well, she wants a Mustang apparently. So,
yeah.
Mr. Mudbone, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get rid of her. That's fine. I would not mind having a Mustang sitting next to my Camaro.
Yeah.
It just makes Camaro look even better.
Oh, okay.
Listen, since we're talking about it, we really wanted to interview you and Mudbone Jr. and Louis Loveson at the BBOMG event, but we just didn't get to it. So yeah, we're going to have to make it a point that the next time we meet up, wherever that may be, we got to interview you guys.
We need some sound bites.
Yeah, because we definitely regret not being able to do that. I don't know. Yeah. We just didn't cross paths. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, good voicemail. I like it. I like it a lot. In fact, we like just about any voicemail we get. Hopefully, you know, Camaro related, but we're willing to talk about other things too. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is pick up the phone or shoot us an email, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Hey, I got a random shout out.
To
Drew.
To Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
Okay.
That's it.
Ready for the next voicemail?
Yep.
Hey, guys. It's Postal Day. Getting ready to go to bed. It's about 4 in the morning. Just wanted to call and thank you for the great podcast. And thank all the past and present vets and their families that gave us the freedom to celebrate the 4th of July and Independence Day. And that ZL1 looks awesome. Maybe they'll come up with a race version for the closed courses, you know, an ACR version of the ZL1. So, see you guys or talk to you later, and look forward to seeing the pictures from the show this weekend. Take care and have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Yeah, good voicemail right there.
Yeah, we didn't really touch on this yet. We have the long 4th of July weekend this week, so definitely a shout out to everybody.
Yeah, see, Scott the F-Bodfather Settlemyer made a post, and he always makes holiday posts and everything, and he made one that really sends a strong message, and I don't care if you've heard this before or anything similar to it, everybody needs to listen to this because it's still a problem, and that's drinking and driving.
Yeah.
It's a problem, period. People screw up and do it all the time, and it should happen none of the time. I'm going to only read a bit or a piece of this. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty long, but not to mention I couldn't present it the way that it should be presented in the reader's head when they read it. But he says, this weekend many of us will celebrate our nation's independence, and many of us will be with family and friends. That also means we will be behind the steering wheels of our cars and trucks, and that also means that there will be heavier than normal traffic volume. You know that I'm concerned about everyone's use of safety belts, as I constantly preach, and you also know that I've got concern about people's driving after partaking in alcohol. And he goes on, and I'm not going to reread this. You just have to go and read this. He's got a couple of stories that he told that they just need to be read, and they need to be taken to heart. And if you don't, you know, you just need to, but if you don't, please do not drink and drive.
Yes.
He ends it by saying, you just might save a life, and it starts with us, and that's you, and that's me.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and link that up in the show notes, yeah, so everybody should go ahead and read that and stay safe this 4th of July weekend. Definitely.
Yep. It's never okay.
Yeah. And don't blow off your hands either.
Well, that's okay sometimes, but yeah, you know, just do the right thing. You know, govern thyself accordingly, as yep, I always say.
Yep.
So thank you very much, Scott, for posting that and for trying to save a few lives here and there. I'm sure he has by now. Boy. You know, taking one step back here, Postal Dave said something that really resonated with me, like an ACR version of the ZL1.
Yeah, wouldn't that be pretty sweet?
I don't think has anybody really thought about that yet?
No.
Because they think the ZL1 is the epitome. Well, they say it's the ultimate Camaro, but that's production. What about for the serious racer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd something to think about,
that'd
huh?
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. So, all right. What else we got?
Well, that's it for the voicemails.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
But when we were in Oshawa, we did some sound bites. And we're going through, and every week we're playing a sound bite, and we're going to go ahead and do another one.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name's Jason Port, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
That's great. You came a long way, didn't you, Jason?
Yes, I did. This was a must for me. This is a chance of a lifetime. So
awesome, awesome. So tell me, what does Camaro mean to you?
Camaro means to me is, I don't own one yet, which I'm going to order one in 2012, but I've been waiting and talking to Camaro Scotty for probably, seems like since 2007, maybe 2006. But I don't know, just when I was here, I've seen the unity and the way the people work here, and the car means it's an American icon, you know, basically, and going back to its muscle car roots, and it just, you know, it means power to me, you know, and it means muscle, and it's nice to see that the American icon is back and strong and beating Mustang at the as well.
That's great. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Like I said, it was a chance of a lifetime, and when they announced that it was going to be a tour, I just didn't miss. I didn't want to miss it. I booked trip and planned for it, and like I said, if they don't, I have a feeling they ain't going to offer it like again. So that's why I figured this was a must to do, especially meeting all the people that I've been talking to on the BBOMG chat forums, which has been great. Which that was started with by Scotty too. So it's like a big family now, which is kind of the funnest thing I felt, and getting a chance to meet people that I would never normally meet in my lifetime.
Great. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Oh, no. I will see you guys again next year.
Cool. That was Jason. That was cool.
That guy is cool.
Yeah.
He started the San Francisco 5th Gen?
Yeah. What is it?
SF 5th Gen? 5thgen.com?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because it's a spinoff of the New York 5th Gen.
Yeah, go check it out.
I got beers. I miss those guys. Yeah. Him and those guys and Jason Port. Yeah. I wish that we could do BBOMG once a month.
Oh.
Let's do it here, right at your house.
Okay.
Yeah, good family, good friends. That's the way it is. Yeah.
Can't wait till next
year. Yeah. So I guess I got to talk about this.
Okay.
So at Superfest.
Yeah.
I encountered a Camaro jerk.
A Camaro jerk?
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was Camaro jerks.
I didn't either, but guess what there is?
Only ones that drive second gens? No.
No, you just upset a good percentage of our listeners.
No.
No, it doesn't matter what he drives. I don't care if he's driving a Camaro or not. The guy was just a jerk about it. I went to, Chris, you saw this. I went to judging.
Yeah.
And, you know, I left my parking space with my car care stuff there.
Right.
And what was happening while I was gone?
Well, when you left, everybody was using your space to get out of the park.
Because
there's like, it's like a big circle. And when you parked, everybody was kind of going through there to get to the circle drive to go out. So,
well, I didn't see this because I was gone.
You're judging.
I was being judged. And I came back, and I go to back into my spot, and it was a scorching day, so I had the air conditioning on full blast. And if anybody has been in a 5th-gen Camaro, you know the HVAC system is pretty powerful when the air is on high. Plus, my exhaust is a touch loud, so I was just backing up into my spot. My spot.
Right.
And Chris, you walked up to my window, and I rolled it down, and I was kind of like halfway there.
Well, a 2nd-gen kind of rolled up behind you and honked their horn.
Which I couldn't hear, because I guess, first of all, the horn was kind of wimpy sounding, and I had the air on full blast as high as it will go.
So I came up to your window. I was like, I think the dude behind you wants to get out.
So what did I do? I take it out of reverse, I put it in drive, and I start to move forward, but I couldn't go immediately
because there was people driving.
Other cars going down the little side road there. So I was waiting for these people to clear so I could move, and I was going to drive all the way around the park again because there's no other way to let the guy out.
Right.
Well, that wasn't good enough for this guy.
No, because he backed out.
He backed up. This is after I started moving forward again.
Right.
And then he went a whole 20 feet away and to get out.
Yeah.
And as he crossed in front of me, I got out of my car and walked up to him, hoping that he would stop. So I started to say, hey, buddy, I'm sorry I didn't see you back there. Because I didn't. I was looking at, like, not running over my stuff or you or whatever. I didn't see him right behind me.
Yeah.
And he didn't even stop. He just kept rolling. But he said something really nasty, like, I don't know, you should have moved or something like that. as I was trying to
get out of the way.
Yeah, that's what it was. As I was trying to apologize for not seeing him. So the stones that this guy has, first of all, I inconvenience him. It's not like he had to push his car 20 feet out of the way. Yeah. And then he doesn't even have the nerve to stop and let me apologize, then berate me. No, he does like a drive-by insult hurling and then, like, you know, gets all snooty and everything. So if you're listening to this and you're that guy, I'm sorry I didn't see you, but you didn't have to be a complete tool about it either. Yeah. It was my spot.
Yeah. And, you know what? In a future episode, we're going to have to go through car show etiquette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And if you're not that guy, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. And another speaking of future episodes, we've lined up a couple of interesting interviews.
Yes, we do.
Coming in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
One is going to probably help just about anybody who has a performance vehicle out that even has an ounce of lead in their foot.
An ounce of lead?
Yeah. Oh. And then another one is, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But it's another cool guy that we got to know who's got a few interesting products. And one of them, you're going to want to get your hands on, especially if you have a magnet charger on your car.
Okay.
So we'll leave it at that. Hopefully we'll get him in the studio here soon. And have some fun. What else we got coming up in the next few weeks? Anything good or just whatever comes down the pipe?
Whatever comes down the pipe, man. It's summertime.
Yeah. Head to a car show.
Yeah.
Tell your friends about the CamaroZ28.com podcast and, of course, the CamaroZ28.com community.
Oh, I forgot about something.
Uh-oh.
We just released the Android app this week.
Oh, yeah.
For the podcast.
You guys
so
have
if you have an
this.
Android app, an Android device,
yeah.
Phone.
Right.
I will link that up in the show notes, and you can now find it in the Android Marketplace to download directly onto your phone. So go ahead and check it out.
Tell us what you think of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much identical to the iPhone app, right?
There is only one difference, and that is the Android version cannot send us one-way messages.
Oh.
Unlike the iPhone app.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I know Android dudes and dudesses have been wanting that, so now you got it.
I've seen our stats. People are downloading it. So
good. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you think. And as always, we thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your emails. And I guess, like Settlemyer said, buckle your safety belts and do not drink and drive. And as I always say, if your friends want to drink and drive, beat the crap out of them.
Stay safe out there. Everybody enjoy the 4th, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.